Extreme. Extreme Bits. This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
All right, Extreme Bits.
Chris, what did you just say?
What? I don't even know what you just did, and we just went on the air. Thanks for doing that.
Sure. I said, who hasn't licked an asshole in their day?
So you're openly saying you've licked an asshole.
Plural, yeah.
Assholes.
Many assholes. I've licked many assholes.
You've
licked many assholes, really?
Sure.
Are you into the anal play?
Why not? It's there.
You like to lick ass? No,
it's
really?
It's there.
Chris,
just girls or men's too?
Just girls, just women.
How many assholes have you licked? I gotta know.
Zero.
Okay, so
it was a joke.
You're holding a dog.
And you guys freaked out.
You're holding a dog right now. Do you want to lick your first asshole?
I dare you to lick a dog's asshole.
Why not licking a dog asshole?
We're throwing down.
Why would you not lick a dog's asshole?
It's
that's
clean
the question.
Enough.
Because it's not even my species.
You know that dogs' assholes are cleaner than humans' assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like everything you say is just bullshit anymore.
No, it's the truth.
It's true.
Google it.
Just like their tongues. It was on Mythbusters.
Yeah.
You were on Mythbusters.
Dogs' butts are cleaner than human butts.
Yeah.
I don't trust Mythbusters anyway.
Both ends of the dog are cleaner than our ends.
So have a lick.
They lick each other's butts.
And you can't lick a dog's butt?
No.
Now he's too good for it.
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't licked a dog's butt? Well, Chris hasn't.
Yeah.
Yet.
Well, why don't you take a lick, sir?
All right, give it here.
All right, let's
Oh, Jason's going to lick a dog's butt. He's, Oh, no, don't do it. Oh, he almost did it. He didn't do it, though. His tongue was like an inch away. Oh, my God.
It's close enough. The poo particles fell on my tongue.
Oh, that's disgusting. It's Extreme Bits Radio Show. Welcome.
What? We just opened the show with that, huh?
Yeah, that's a good way to open the show. Looking at dogs' butts.
Ass licking.
Ugh. My God.
Big week this week.
Yeah. What's going on? Why is it a big
July
week?
Weekend. Everybody's
4th of July, yeah. Well, if you're listening on the podcast, it's after the 4th of July, but
hopefully you're still alive.
If you're listening live, hopefully you're still alive. But you don't have work off on the 4th of July, Jason.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit.
Yes, it is. This is un-American.
Do you have to work a full day on 4th of July?
No. Well, 9 to 5.
Yeah, that's fucked
eight,
up.
8 to 5:30.
Did you have to do that last year? Okay. What?
Yeah,
Megan,
yeah, so
Megan, this better have to do something with 4th of July. What do you have?
Well, it has to do with Chris.
All right, can we get that in
has
a second?
Has to do with what?
We're talking about the 4th of July. Okay, and now we're done talking about 4th of July.
Okay, well, what do
Dang
you
Dang it,
have?
I just lost it.
What do you want, Megan? Talk into this microphone.
So, well, hold on. Talk about something else for a sec.
Well,
so
we
I was
were
on
talking.
Craigslist because I like to browse. And I like to browse the beauty and health section mostly because I'm looking for beauty tools because I'm a hairstylist. And I come upon this.
What is it?
Now, remember, people just sell marijuana or hair flat irons. That sort of thing in this section.
Marijuana?
Marijuana?
Yeah.
They sell marijuana?
Marijuana and?
Well, they don't sell it, they
hair
say.
Hair flatteners?
And then I just found this. What? Donor. And it says, hello, my name is John. I'm a healthy male that is raising 2 children and having a great time in life. I don't know how this sort of thing works, so here it goes. Age 44, generally healthy and active. Please contact me for further details on my proposition. I know the donor lists are long and nearly impossible to get a matching person. My contact info is provided. I'm giving the gift of life as a well-suited individual. Call me and let's talk.
Wait, so he's trying to give away his kids?
He's trying to have sex.
Does he have a phone number?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give this guy a call.
Click the microphone.
Give me the...
No, I think he's giving away an organ. I think he's trying to give away an organ.
You think? I don't know. Let's call this guy right now and see what he's trying to do. We have his phone number.
Maybe you should have the girl call. Megan's calling.
Megan, you'll have to talk to him, okay?
Katie will do it.
Katie, you want to come over here and talk to this guy on Craigslist that's giving away his kids?
Ask what he's donating.
Are we harassing a guy who may, just out of the good of his heart, be wanting to donate a kidney or his
yes.
liver?
It's illegal to do
this
that.
Is not harassment, Chris.
No, it's illegal to sell
Did it.
Say
his name?
His name is John. First name basis here.
You can say
his name. This is John. So Katie's going to talk to this guy.
Hello?
Is John there?
This is he.
Hi, John. I just came across your ad on Craigslist.
Which one?
Well, it says here that you're a healthy male raising two children, and you're generally healthy, and something about a donor list.
Yes.
I was wondering exactly what you're donating.
Can you let me give you a call back? I generally don't. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm still here. Hello?
That's bullshit.
John?
That's bullshit.
Oh, dude, he thinks that we're like the cops or something.
He thinks we're the cops. Like hello?
Oh.
That was the worst fake I'm losing reception I've ever heard in my entire life.
At least go, you make
it. Or do say, I sound like the cops?
I'm going through a tunnel.
You know what we need to do is call back, get Katie on the line for a second, and then you come in. I'm Chris Hansen.
Hi, I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
We're too cheap because of budgetary cutbacks.
We can call. Let's try it one more time. He's not going to answer, though, I bet.
Speaking of that guy, though, he got busted for having an affair.
Yeah, we could talk about that. This is creepy. What is he donating? Which one? What? Apparently, he has multiple ads.
I think...
But the way our number comes up on the caller ID scares him.
Please leave your message for...
Now, do you think that he's... I don't even know what to... Like, do you think he's surprised that a girl called him back?
Yeah. I think
he's like, what the hell's happening?
What, a girl's talking to me? Oh, my God.
So what? He was donating his semen? Is that
it was saying. It was basically, let's have sex.
Yeah. It seems like that's what was going on with that. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
Well, why'd he freak out?
Because he's a creeper?
Because a girl called him back.
And also, I think the way our number comes up on the caller ID, it probably looks a little suspicious. Like we're the police.
It comes up as like 111.
Yeah, but what he's doing isn't illegal if he's just looking to have sex. So why was he acting weird?
I don't know. That's a little weird. I don't think there was anything.
Maybe he's looking for a little child.
It's a mystery.
I don't know.
He's a pedophile.
Is he trying to give away his children? I don't know what that is.
Tonight on Unsolved Mysteries of Craigslist.
I'm going to donate my children to you.
That's a little weird.
I really want to know what he's donating.
I don't know.
It could be like donating boxes, like empty boxes for someone to move.
What was the category that ad was under?
And he's just saying
beauty, health and beauty.
That's weird. That's a weird category.
Maybe he's donating his
good looks.
I don't know.
Let's try him one more time here, just for shits and giggles. Although he's probably not going to answer, but he might.
We're the only person who's called him back.
Yeah.
Don't waste our time, Eddie.
It's already ringing. I'll just have this going. He's probably not going to answer, but...
Hello?
Hello, is this John?
This is John.
Hey, John. My name is Mike, and I came across your ad on Craigslist.
Yes, how can I help you?
What exactly were you looking to donate here? It seems like an interesting ad, but...
Well, honestly, I haven't lived the best life in my life, and things are going good for me. And I've been really considering donating a kidney.
Oh, you're considering donating a kidney? I thought you were going to donate your children because you mentioned your children in the ad. I'm not interested.
I'm not donating them. I love them.
I was looking for some kids, so.
Oh, no. No, no. I love the ones I got.
Tell you what, I'll give you one of my kidneys for one of your kids. Dead serious.
I hear you, man. I love mine, and yeah, that's that's what I was getting at. I didn't know how to go about saying it because I don't want a bunch of.
Which kid do you think is more talented? Because I don't want a retard kid. I'm just going to give you my kidney, and then you give me the of the kid. Two kids. And you can donate kidney. You don't have to get rid of your own. See? Win-win.
Thanks, man. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
And he's totally covering up right now.
Yeah, that was not... He's not going to donate his kidney.
Who goes on Craigslist to give away a kidney?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you go to a hospital and like, hey...
No, he's doing
Megan,
it.
No.
You have to talk into a microphone
if
now.
If he is donating his kidney on Craigslist, he's really selling it.
Wouldn't you say, if you're really donating
it...
if you're donating kidney, like, I'm a type O negative blood type, blah, blah, blah.
Is it illegal to say you want to donate a kidney on Craigslist?
I don't think it's illegal. You're not selling it.
It's very illegal
to sell.
Yeah,
but wouldn't you go to a fucking doctor or someone and say, you know what, I want to donate?
That's what you would do. You go to a doctor.
You go to a doctor or hospital and say...
Hey, put me on the list.
Yeah, but he...
For donating.
Yeah, but you'll go to Craigslist in the beauty section.
Yeah, who
he's
the fuck does that?
He's trying to sell it. He's trying to make money, so he's donating it.
I don't think that's... I think he's trying to have sex with some female that's looking through the beauty section.
No.
I think he might be trying to sell his kidney, but he's being very careful about it.
Yeah.
It's a little creepy.
Trying to sell his kidney.
Because you're right. You would go to the hospital, and you would say, hey, put me
and
on a
someone
list.
Someone who wants a kidney who's going to die would pay a shit ton of money.
Who's selling... Really? They should have, like, human parts.
No, they kill people
Craigslist.
To make money off of kidneys.
Who does?
Chinese organ snatchers, bro.
Yeah, it's huge.
Where have you been?
Chinese organ snatchers.
That should be a Hollywood movie.
God, haven't you seen
I
it
see
on TV?
Jet Li and Jackie Chan teaming up.
Chinese organ snatchers. Yeah. Really? That happens in the United States?
Well,
the
it's kind of like in, I don't know.
Mexico and stuff. But they'll kill them. Because it's not
It's sort
America.
Of like a cross between an urban myth and something that's probably happens.
Oh, it happens all the time.
Cite your sources, Megan.
Yeah.
Why do you always throw that at people?
The internet.
You can't cite your sources.
You can't say something like people are stealing your people's organs.
It's not a master's
it's
paper.
I've never seen a story on that anywhere.
You've never seen a story where the guy wakes up in the Las Vegas hotel room in a ice
tub of ice.
Remember Lost, the TV show?
Yes.
That was totally true.
That was based on fact, right? Yes. Continue.
That was 1992.
I'm just saying, I know people do it. I looked into it.
Did you do it to somebody?
Sell my kidney?
Did you take somebody's kidney, or do you know somebody who has?
Does anybody out there know anybody who's had their body part stolen?
888-99-DOBY.
No,
seriously, call. We got such a big audience. Someone has to know someone. Now, if we get no phone calls, that means you're wrong.
Oh, so we're just going to take the word of random strangers now as proof?
Yes.
That'll be our source.
Who wants to lie about that?
People would lie. Then we're going to you got kids. You're going to call in. They're like, it's going to be funny. I'm going to pretend I have a friend who got a kidney stolen or something.
That's not a funny joke.
Give our friends a little more credit.
I don't think you survive if you get your kidney stolen generally.
Give our listeners a little more credit, Chris. They wouldn't do that.
But I don't think it's... I think you can sell them in other countries. I'm sure that's not a worldwide law.
I think it's a human law.
I think
law.
It is.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's probably like a human rights UN thing.
Yeah, it's part of the Geneva Convention or something.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
WorldCom.
Won't torture people and we won't.
Otherwise, there would be this huge like organ tourism industry. Like you'd hear about people fucking.
There is.
Why is Megan suddenly like the expert on human organ transplantation black markets?
I've looked into it a lot.
You know, I don't know. Tell her to cite her sources. It feels good.
Why have you looked into this so thoroughly?
Instead of
I was going to donate my kidney, and then I was like, fuck that. Like,
why would you donate your kidney?
Why
to
wouldn't
save someone's
you?
Life?
Yeah, and then what happens when you need a kidney?
Well, that's where I went into my problem. And my other problem was I'd probably miss about 2 months of work, and I wanted to be compensated for that. And
you just want to get out of work for 2 months paid, didn't you?
I did think about that a lot, yeah.
And, yeah. Wouldn't that be selling your kidney?
No, you can be compensated from the party for the work you miss.
Oh.
If they choose to, but you can't technically sell it.
Can't make a profit.
That's just bizarre stuff going on there.
I think her title should be Fake Medical News Woman Megan now.
No, but there really is medical tourism.
Cite
well, there's
medical,
no,
tourism,
there's medical tourism,
but there's
not.
Yeah, what, do you think all those people come back alive?
Hollywood movies aren't always true.
They all think they're going under. And do they all know they still have two kidneys? Mm-mm.
Yeah, they just have a giant scarred stitches on their back. They have no idea what happened.
Yeah, they wouldn't. They go under.
You need to cite your sources, Megan, next time you say something like that. At least say Us Weekly, January 2008.
I'm not a liar.
New York Times, November
September
1992.
Yeah, that's what I do when I'm making an argument. I cite my sources in between my
claims. I give you a bibliography of all my facts.
You're listening to Extreme Bits. You and the other flowers.
All right, let's go to the northeast coast, shall we?
Northwest.
Let's go to the northeast coast. And, hi, Jim in New York City. You're on the air. Oh, we lost Jim. Now we're going to have to go to the northwest coast. Matt Harris.
How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much.
Where are you right now? You're in Portland, Oregon?
Yeah, in Portland.
And what have you been up to? You used to be on the show a lot, and then I think you started working on Friday nights or something?
Yeah, I started working at, like, Netflix and working my ass off, and then I got let go from there.
Now, why do you get fired from every job you work?
You got fired, dude? I'm sorry. That sucks.
Yeah, I guess I just apply to jobs that are really easy to apply for, and so they have like a high turnover rate and just fire people left and right.
What did
At
you
least
do?
I like to think so.
What did you do to get fired?
I was too friendly to customers. I was spending too much time on the phone at Netflix, and so they want you on the phone and then get rid of the customer as quickly as possible.
Were you like flirting with them and stuff or what?
No. Actually, I was just trying to diffuse their anger and try to turn them into a good mood and try to guide them through the internet. A lot of these people just have no idea how to go on the internet. They still think the internet is offered by AOL and that's it. And
it is, isn't it?
It really is. You have no idea.
I can't order a movie because I don't see the key.
Yeah, or just like it's not working, or they're like, "Let me boot my internet." It's like you've got mail, and I'm like, "Oh my, this is gonna be a 15-minute call."
Oh,
so they said, "Matt, you're taking too long on the phone, and I'm sorry, you're not Netflix material."
Well, they said that they were like, you spend too much time with the customer, and you try to help all their problems, and you're supposed to just help one problem and then let them go. And I was like, some of these people are just completely lost, and so
I fired for bad customer or good customer service, rather.
Yeah. So you solve one problem, and then they're like asking you about another. I'm like, all right, thanks for calling Netflix. Bye bye.
Exactly. They want you to like refer them off to like Sony or Panasonic. I really don't know how to handle your problem. You should just call your internet service provider, and you send them off there.
Huh.
Yeah.
But you're like, let's reboot your router, and then we'll get in there and update your BIOS.
I was like, you should talk to your internet service provider about port forwarding, and you should go into your router settings and do some port forwarding, or talk to your internet provider and do like a trace route or something. And a lot of people are like, oh wow, this is some information. A lot of these people don't want to help them because it's going to take too long. But I don't mind. I get paid by the hour.
And then you also got fired from the bar you were working at?
The bar I was working at.
I thought you were working at a pub or something.
Well, I'm doing posters for a pub.
And then they fired you after one poster?
No.
Wow.
I'm still doing posters for them, actually. I'm actually working on one right now.
It sounds like he's in denial right now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still doing it. I'm still doing it. Whether they want it or not, I'm going to do it.
Look, Mr. Harris, we don't want your posters anymore. Stop sending them.
Take the fucking poster.
Do you know the people at the bar or the pub? that you're making the poster?
Yeah. It's a place called East Bern in Portland, and you know, great guys, Mike and Matt, and
can we?
They did all...
What's it
Go
called?
Ahead.
I'm sorry. What's it called again? I didn't catch that.
It's East Bern.
Okay. Can we call them and make sure that you're not getting fired?
Absolutely not. No, man.
Don't do it.
Okay, because I have their number right here.
Yeah, let's call them and just ask them what they think about Mount Harris.
Or can I call and say that the poster I saw was awesome?
You can do that.
And then
see, like, how can I get a hold of this guy? I want to do posters, and I want to pay him a lot of money because I've got a lot of posters.
What's one of the posters you did? You want to do a little test and see if they'll refer you?
Yeah. You could do the, what's one I just recently did? I did, I don't know. I haven't been into the pub lately, so I don't know if they have it up. I did their St. Patty's poster. That was pretty fun.
Okay, I'll ask them about that. I'll say, who did your St. Patty's Day poster?
Yeah.
July.
You should talk to Katie.
Katie, okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if this will work. We'll
try. Or Kate.
Or Kate, okay. We have Matt Harris on the line, the co-host on the Northwest Coast. You think they'll give him a referral?
No. No offense, dude.
Are they busy or something?
They could be busy.
It's not that late yet.
What the F?
It's a small place.
Staff meeting.
Just trying to figure out what to do with this poster.
Oh, come on.
Hello, and thank you for calling the East Bern. We are located at the corner of Southeast 18th and East Burnside.
Oh. Sorry, wrong number. Okay, whoops. I guess they didn't want to answer, so we don't know if you would have gotten a referral or not.
But we tried. Maybe they should hire you to work there so you can answer the phones and help people.
No. Matt would just start talking and chatting people up, and they'd be like, Matt, you got to get off the line, dude. Other people are trying to call and ask about your wicked sweet posters.
Wicked sweet.
Wicked sweet.
Who uses wicked sweet?
Right here, dude.
It's not 1999. Wicked sweet.
Wicked sweet.
I feel like you judge a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like your t-shirt.
Thanks. Because it says your name. It has your name on my shirt.
Yeah. Represent.
Yeah. We're all wearing a shirt with the other's name.
And Eddie
except for Eddie.
Eddie looked like who? Oh, yeah. Shia LaBeouf.
You're just saying that because Transformers is coming out.
No, you really look like he's got, like, jeans, and he's got, like, a black t-shirt and a new hair. Yeah, Shia...
Jeans and a black t-shirt. Never wear that, Matt, because then everybody will think you're Shiloh.
No, but like your haircut looks exactly like his.
A little bit.
Google it. Google it right now.
I know what he looks
no,
like.
No, Google it. You don't know.
Google
you don't know.
Shiloh LaBeouf.
You're going to Google it.
What's his name, LaBeouf or LaBeouf?
I don't understand.
Shiloh LaBeouf.
I don't understand how you say his last name.
LaBeouf.
I don't think that's it.
That's it.
How do you know? You watch too much Carson, dude. Shia LaBeouf.
Shiloh LaBeouf. I don't know.
No, Google it. Go ahead.
I don't want
to
Google it.
I think he's afraid to Google it now.
Fine. Well, how do you spell his gay name?
I don't know.
LeBouf.
Oh, wow.
He has a MySpace. All right. So I'm looking at a picture of him now. Now what do you want me to do?
Oh, my God.
Let's pick a good one.
No, that, like, in the middle. In the middle. That one.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Holy shit.
Dude, you look just like him now. He's stunned.
I was just kind of joking at first, but that's kind of uncanny.
Comparison? Yeah, you should. We should post this on Facebook.
All right.
See if you... What our listeners think.
If any
he's
Megan...
He's claiming he banged Megan Fox, so apparently you could bang Megan Fox,
yeah,
too, Eddie.
Yeah, I was going to say, any Megan Fox lookalikes...
Yeah, but he gets paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
That was a key factor in that situation, yeah. I feel
she makes a lot of money, too, so.
Matt Harris, you need to make more money so you can bang Megan Fox types.
No thanks. So I don't like Megan Fox.
Yeah, she's overrated,
she's
for sure.
She's an idiot, and she has her thumbs look like big toes. She has the same thing that Yvonne has.
What are you
has.
Talking about?
What? Have you ever?
How do you know what Megan Fox's thumbs look like?
It was a big controversy.
What?
A big controversy. A big controversy.
A big controversy at where I work. Okay? Now check this out. Look at her thumbs. They look like giant. She has Yvonne. You know Yvonne's thumbs?
Nah, I don't remember.
One of our mutual friends. Her thumbs look like big toes. And they're very creepy. And she actually has a hand double that most does a lot of her work whenever there's a close-up.
Yvonne does?
No, Megan Fox.
Because she's afraid of her thumbs?
Yeah, look at them. They're ugly. They look like toes.
Wow. You know, I think Megan Fox is overrated, but are you really going to let her toe thumbs get in the way of you banging her?
Yes. If she had better thumbs, then
you are impossible to please,
it would
sir.
Look like a foot grabbing around your cock.
Whatever. You never had a foot weird. Job? You never had a foot job?
Look at I that. Don't think I have. Have you?
She has man hands.
She has foot fingers.
Well, you say fingers. It's just the thumb.
Look at it.
Your standards are way too high, man.
It's like you literally took
you're
somebody's
unbelievable,
big toe.
She looks like a chimpanzee now. She looks like a fucking chimpanzee.
A little bit.
It kind of reminds me of that porn star that has the hoof.
What?
What?
A porn star has a hoof?
You know what? Actually, don't explain that. We should just leave it as a mystery.
I want to see the hoof.
What is
that hoof?
A porn star has a hoof?
Let me find it.
Just Google a porn star with hoof.
Yeah,
I'm sure you're not going to get multiple hits on
it. I don't know, dude. You might.
I don't know. We'll let Matt Harris look that up for us, and then we'll post that on the website, extremebits.com. Yeah, I just
all I'm seeing is porn.
Yeah, I just seen a bunch of porn here, and I don't want to look at porn right now because it's the middle of the show, and I can't take care of myself.
And
that's saying you can take care of yourself when you're not doing the show.
Yeah.
Here, I'll send you the link. There you go.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, thanks, Matt. Matt Harris. We'll post this on Extreme.
We got to post both.
Well, we have a lot to post on Extreme.
And we also need to post the side-by-sides of Shia LaBeouf and Eddie.
Yeah, that was uncanny, wasn't it?
Really, it is. They got, like, the same beard like your brothers.
Well, maybe he is my brother. Maybe he owes me some money or something.
Yeah, maybe you should contact him. Like, I'm writing you because my mom said that.
We're brothers.
We're actually brothers.
You con him out of some money.
Yeah.
He has it coming.
I feel like that would be a good publicity stunt.
Yeah.
You all right there, Matt?
What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing over there, Matt? Matt Harris on Skype.
Matt, are we losing you? Is there like a carbon monoxide leak in your place? You're freaking out over there.
That was a struggle.
Yeah. Get out of the house, Matt. Get out of the house.
Do you want to take a nap?
Or what?
Did you look at Megan Fox's chimpanzee hands?
Yes, I did. It was hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, Matt. Well, good to hear you're still alive.
Yep, still alive. Still kicking. Still okay. Poor.
Still alive. Still kicking. Still poor. You're still getting fired from every job.
Yeah.
But hopefully you get a new job soon. And I'll be sure to cancel my Netflix subscription whenever they raise
post
prices.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to cancel it over you.
Zach.
Sorry. I mean, I just enjoy the service.
Way to support a friend.
I really like the customer service, too, because they just take care of you and they get you off the phone.
Why is Matt still talking to us? I feel like he answered our question like half an hour ago.
Yeah, I still want to see the porn star hoof. I don't know what that means.
Well, I sent it to you. I sent the link right there.
Where?
I didn't see a link.
There's no link.
Scroll
down, Eddie.
That big thing right there.
I sent that to him.
Oh.
No, you didn't send a link, dude.
Okay, well, it's that above, right above. No, down.
We don't know.
No. Oh, my gosh. Matt, he did not send it, Matt.
Sick geek. No. Let's see here.
Go ahead and just sound out each letter. And we'll just type it into our browser.
It's a long one.
Let's do it.
We have time to kill.
It's a long show.
The Skype here on the Skype message area.
No,
you didn't.
Can you refresh that?
Maybe
Eddie?
You're in group conversation.
That's
Eddie doesn't know how to work Skype though, so that's
because it's a very annoying program.
That's.
And Matt, before we let you go, I want to ask you, why is your profile quote, hide your kids, hide your wife, because I'm going to rape your ass?
I know what that's about, dude. That's the dude from YouTube. That's the YouTube guy.
Who?
Who?
There's some viral video of this. I don't know. I'll let Matt explain it. It's his quote, but...
Yeah, it's this, like, gay guy, the gay black guy who was interviewed. Well, I don't know if he's gay.
Oh, why would you say that?
Wow. He doesn't seem gay to me. He's just a hood in the ghetto.
He was on Tosh.0, so, and he said he was gay, so I was saying he's gay.
Oh, he did? Oh, right.
Yeah. Okay. It's not...
Was this on Tosh?
The only description of him, I guess. But anyway... he was interviewed on at a news station, and he was saying, hide your kids, hide your wife, because he's talking about a rapist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think I did see this a while ago.
Yeah, actually. I remember that.
I think I know what
you're talking about. Antoine Dodson, that's his name.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Matt, will you post that link to the Facebook page?
Yeah.
Of the porn star hoof?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
So I was attacked by some idiot from out here in the projects.
Dodson says her attacker used a garbage can to climb onto the unit's ledge. Antoine Dodson.
All right, I don't know. I'm not gonna.
Hurt his sister.
Do it.
All right, come on.
Find it. It's only coming.
That's right here.
It's only in the left speaker for some reason on the stupid video.
Slamming in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here.
The attacker got loose.
They're raping everybody out here. Everybody's getting raped. Everybody.
It's so old.
I know it is, but it's new to Matt Harris.
I think it's new to you, Eddie.
We're calling our segment producer, Patrick, here.
Hello?
Hey, Patrick, what's up?
Not too much. How's it going, man?
Good. We just got done with that interview, and Jason thought it went horribly.
Well, why did it go horribly?
Well, who? First of all, let's ask who's coming up on your show tomorrow.
Pardon me?
Who's going to be on your show tomorrow?
Big G and the Kids Table. And I'm not sure who else yet.
So now do you...
I did a bunch of interviews at a festival last weekend, so I'll probably end up doing that. I don't know yet.
So, stop. Where the hell are you?
Where the hell am I?
Yeah.
I've been up since 4 a.m. working 2 internships, not getting paid any money. I'm just finishing up my second internship there. Today's Canada Day. So there's like a big, Tragically Hip is like the equivalent, like, I don't know, they're like the biggest classic rock band from like Canada, besides Rush. They put on like a big show today with like Weezer, Broken Social Scene, and some other bands.
So, I like Tragically Hip.
Finishing up here.
Yeah, I know Tragically Hip.
I like them.
So now, can you get to somewhere that's a little quieter?
Yeah, is that better now? I'm actually surprised the call picked up because I'm able to get any text messages for a bit, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Pat, you know, thank you for having a band booked. I first want to say that. But, you know, I'm just kind of wondering why.
Can you guys hear me? Cut out of it.
You son of a bitch. You can hear me. You can hear me.
I can hear you. I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Good.
Yes, I can. Just so, like the Verizon commercial.
You had 2 weeks to book a band, and then about 2 hours before the show, you had one booked. I don't understand how that works.
Neither do I. I was waiting for the contact information. I guess
neither do I.
Live on a Friday night. I honestly, I don't know. I've been, you know what I mean, like. Everything's all set up, good to go, wait for contact number, what time they're going to be calling in, what time you guys call them, and then your shit never happened, you know what I mean? So it's, you know what I mean? There's so much I can do.
Now, are you going to blame other people your whole life, or are you going to take some responsibility and step up?
I'll definitely take responsibility, you know what I mean? Like, I know obviously you guys like to do your interviews live and not pre-recorded, like, pretty much all the interviews on my show just because it makes shit easier. But
we're not talking about your show.
What?
Now I got to ask, 2 weeks to book a band, and I gave you plenty of warning, and I feel like I'm babysitting you when it comes to this.
This is awful, Eddie. You got to cut him loose, man. It's giving me a headache.
Tragically Hip in the background there.
This is Tragically Hip.
Alright, you go enjoy the show, man. Just hang up. Enjoy the show.
See you, dude.
Man.
That was I can't believe you let that go that long, man. That was killing me.
These headphones suck, dude. I can't hear anything. I didn't think it was that bad, really.
It was terrible.
As soon as
he can't hear us, you should have been like, you know what?
You know, I had to yell at him still. A, and B, I can't really hear what's going on in these headphones.
Maybe we yell at him in an email and then post the email on Facebook.
Well, he thinks we're upset because we hung up on him. So, well, at least we got that accomplished. What the fuck was that in the background? It sounded like a sound check.
Just Tragically Hip.
It didn't sound very good.
Playing Tragically Hip tunes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know what his deal is, so whatever. That guy's really annoying sometimes. I just don't know what to do with him.
He did get a band. Why does it matter how late in the game he got the band?
I want to know what happened to Justin Long.
Because we can promote it. We need to have it up on the website by, like, Thursday, Wednesday-ish.
Mm. What happened to Justin Long? I had a simple request.
That, too.
Fucking get Justin Long on the goddamn show. He's not that big of an actor.
He has the Asian contact. And everything.
And that was like 3 months ago, I feel.
You know, part of me wants to go back to like booking our own bands, but at the same time, I mean, it's a headache.
So maybe we should.
I don't know, man.
Maybe I'll work on it.
Maybe we should do it in tandem with this guy so we're not.
I won't do anything in tandem.
You guys get on a bicycle together.
Not doing anything tandem, especially with that guy.
No.
I don't trust a Canadian friend. I just don't.
You wouldn't ride a tandem bike with a Canadian, is that you're trying to say?
I like Canadians. I just don't trust them.
Ride tandem bikes.
I don't trust them.
Never turn your back on a Canadian.
Yeah, they're shifty.
Derby Bicycle Center.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I was calling. Do you guys carry saddles?
Yeah, we sure do.
Okay. I have actually have a. Can I talk to you about saddles? Are you pretty familiar with them?
What do you need to know?
Well, I have this medical condition. It's pretty rare in males, but it's actually I have. It's kind of hard for me to say, but I have 3 testicles, and every saddle I've tried ends up hurting that 3rd testicle.
Let me get you somebody to know more about that.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hey. Somebody who knows more about 3 testicles or saddles.
Who knows?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what can I help you with?
I have a really awkward situation I'm having. I'm a road bike enthusiast, and I've been having problems trying to find a bike saddle because I have 3 testicles.
Mm-hmm.
And what I find is on any other normal saddle, it always starts to hurt about 20 miles into the ride. It just starts really hurting.
Yeah.
And I've tried Surfos saddles. I've tried the specialized body geometry.
Yeah.
I've tried countless saddles here, and I don't know what to do.
The only thing I can suggest is keep trying them. I mean, I don't know where to go. Everybody's a little different, so
I mean,
what's right for me is not going to be right for you.
I mean, do you have 3 testicles too?
No.
No.
Kind of a stupid question.
Excuse me?
So that's kind of a stupid question.
Why? Do you think it's bad to have 3 testicles? Are you saying I'm a bad person because I have 3 testicles?
That's what I just said, huh?
No. Is that what you said? You're confusing me, sir.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Can I speak to your manager, please?
That's me.
Oh. Well, I mean, you're acting kind of rude.
Well...
I mean, I have this serious medical condition, and, it's not easy for me to call places and talk to someone, and then they hand over the phone to someone else, and then they give me shit like this.
Hey, man, you asked.
I mean, all I want to do is go out and ride my bike. I want to find a good shop to be able to, you know,
you go to
service. And you're just giving me bad service, sir. And I don't commend that.
By telling you you're just going to have to keep trying different saddles, that's bad service?
Yeah, but I thought maybe you had a third testicle such as myself, and you go and you laugh at me like it's something wrong or something bad to have.
Well, yeah, randomly just to have that.
I know, but I mean, that really hurt my feelings. I mean, I've been living 33 years with three testicles. You know how that is?
I don't know, but I'm not going to continue.
But I mean, you really crossed the line here, and you really need to know about it.
That's fine. You're crossing my line now.
Oh, am I?
Yep. You might want to call a different shop.
Oh, yeah, you fucker.
You're listening to Extreme Bits. It's like extreme without all the harnesses and safety equipment and pretty much just kind of unsafe.
All right, Extreme Bits Radio Show, Adobe Radio. This is kind of interesting. Did you hear about this? NASA's suing an astronaut because he swiped a moon camera. So now,
like, he stole it?
He stole a moon camera from Apollo 14. The astronaut's name is Edgar Mitchell. Sounds familiar. I think I've heard of that in school or something. But he stole an $80,000 camera, and now NASA is suing him.
How long ago did he steal it?
That doesn't say here, but I think it was probably from that mission is what it looks like. So he stole that.
That was like the '70s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I like how his statements in the Palm Beach Post.
he's
80.
He's 80 years old, and now they're suing him.
Dude, NASA's going under, man. They got to scrape together whatever they can, try to save themselves.
Oh, yeah, he looks like he stole it in 1969.
Nice.
Wow, now they're suing this guy?
We're coming after you.
Which made me kind of think, I mean, this guy's stealing moon cameras. Have you guys ever stolen anything from work?
All the time.
Yeah, or should I say borrowed?
Extended.
Have you checked something out extendedly from the office?
You know, actually, nothing comes to mind.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I would say something right now, but it'd be extremely rude and offensive.
What? Penis?
No. That's funny. Not offensive.
All right. So, what's the most expensive thing you may have?
I've
borrowed?
Stolen time. I steal time all the time.
You steal time? Yeah.
Yeah.
Time theft is a serious offense.
Yeah, people can get fired over that.
You mean like you lied on your time card, or you just wouldn't work?
Or you just walk away and like go take a nap somewhere?
Nothing that egregious, but just kind of just fuck around, just kind of forget what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, oh shit, it's break time. I didn't get anything done. What was I doing? Oh well, fucking.
As soon as you clock in, you say, "When's lunch?"
Damn straight. That's how you get through the day. Just got to take it one break at a time.
That's how the day goes longer. You got to like just get involved with your work, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I can go to lunch now. Goes by way quicker.
Yeah, the more I work, the more shit I get from people. I feel like if I just keep my...
Job?
I guess.
What do you mean, like the supervisor?
I feel, yeah, like I feel like if I just keep my head down, they're like, good work, Chris. Yeah, thanks.
Well,
whatever.
But I know that, like, there is, like, a thing with employees. Like, if you're, like, a supervisor or something, you expect what people give. So, like, I know that there's a couple, when I used to supervise at the coffee shop there, like, a couple, like, people would just slack off all the time, and I really wouldn't, after a while, after, like, you're on their ass all the time, you just kind of give up, and you're like, whatever, that's what he's going to do when he comes in. So now we're just going to wait for him to get fired, but he never gets fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but we'll go to the phones. Argy, matey, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
What can we do for you? You're the big caller of the night. Have you ever stolen anything from work?
Yeah. I did. I got fired from my last job for that.
What'd you steal?
Oh, man, I stole a $1 bill from 1957 and like 20 packs of cigarettes.
And 20 packs of cigarettes. What do you think?
Yeah.
You fired the dollar bill or the cigarettes?
It was both of it.
In the same... So what was it like? Your supervisor's like, you stole $1 and you also stole 20 packs of cigarettes. So we're going to have to let you go.
Yeah, they were like, they were going to give me a promotion, and I was going to be running my own store because I worked at a gas station. And there was like, oh, well, we can't give you the promotion, and by the way, you're fired. I'm like, oh, all right.
How'd they catch you?
They had surveillance videos. Like, they had cameras all over the store.
Yes.
And I was... Well, obviously, yeah, but I knew where all the cameras were, and so I didn't think there was anywhere it was, and there was.
What convenience store did you work at?
I worked up in a little Texaco gas station up in a hick town called Granite Falls here in Washington.
Ah.
Well, I don't think we've ever had a listener call in saying that they worked at a gas station.
Yeah, it was an interesting experience, but it sucked because I was on graveyards.
And, did you ever get robbed?
You know, no, I came... There was a couple times it came pretty close, but most of the time I had people on meth coming to the store or just really drunk people.
How does it come close? How's a robbery close? I don't understand.
They forget because they're on meth.
Like, they're like, hey, put up your hands. What am I doing?
Oh, Slim Jim.
Stop it, dude. Slim Jim.
Eat, man.
I mean, it comes close when they start talking and stuff, and we had a machete right behind the counter.
A machine gun?
All they do is just grab for it and hold it, and they're like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to leave now. I'm like, yeah, good choice.
You had a machine gun or a machete? What'd you say?
Machete.
Man, don't wield no fucking machete for Texaco. Just let them have the fucking money, dude.
I don't feel
out your neck for the goddamn Texaco oil company, dude. Fuck that.
Well, I agree there if I knew I was going to get fired.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
So do you want to see if a gas station might want to hire you?
Oh, yeah, sure.
We can call one right now and you can just give them your qualifications and see if they're hiring. You want to try real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, what's your name, by the way? We didn't get your name.
Oh, my name's Sean.
Sean, okay. You're going to call a 7-Eleven, and you're going to see if they will give you a job, okay? If you get them to say yes,
right,
you win a your supply of urine.
Or that. Your choice.
Or a convertible.
Your choice.
All right.
7-Eleven, it's Nick.
Hi, are you guys hiring right now?
Sorry, no, we're not.
You're not? So you wouldn't hire someone who stole about $800 of merchandise from another store and came close to getting in a couple fights with a machete?
He hung up on you, man.
How did 20 packs and a dollar bill... Oh, is the dollar bill worth a lot? Is that where the $800 came from?
Well, what originally happened is, you know, I stole about 20 packs of cigarettes and the dollar bill. And they pull me into the office and they say that I stole $800 worth of merchandise.
Oh.
Obviously, 20 packs of cigarettes in Washington State is not $800. It's about less than $200. So they said that just to take my last paycheck so they didn't have to give it to me.
Oh,
what a bunch of cocksuckers.
Wow.
Exactly.
You should have fought him.
Don't let the man bring you down.
Why'd you steal that dollar bill from 1957, though? I gotta ask that.
The reason why is because sometimes those bills are worth a little bit more money than just a dollar.
Like $3?
And this one, this one wasn't a Federal Reserve note. It was an actual U.S. government dollar bill.
So how much was it worth? Did you ever look into that?
Yeah, it was worth about $3.
That's worth it.
Was it like, was it one of those dollar bills, like the first dollar they earned that they had framed?
No. No, I wouldn't.
Why don't you just exchange it for another dollar bill?
Yeah, why don't you just like...
Why don't you just give a dollar bill from your own pocket and or like, switch it?
Ask a manager.
Because he already stole the smokes and he was trying to get canned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Hindsight's 20-20, there you go. I suppose.
Like, why not ask a manager and say, hey, do you mind if I put my dollar in the till and take out this one? Because I think it's cool and I'm a collector. And I'm sure your manager would have been like, sure, let me witness that. Saw it, we're good.
I would have just yielded the machete and said, listen here, motherfucker. I'm taking this dollar bill. What you got?
This is my Texaco now, bitch.
Yeah. I should have done that, but that would probably got me arrested.
Yeah, but it would have been awesome.
No, no, you could have said, I thought he was robbing me. I was doing what I was told to do.
The owner of the business is trying to rob his own business.
Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for being on the show, man.
Yeah. Thanks for hang in there for that new job. You'll find it.
I hope so. It's been 6 months.
Yeah, just don't put that you stole $800 worth of merchandise on your resume and you might be okay.
Yeah.
I might. I don't know. I kind of want to do it again.
All right. Well, good luck.
Good luck, man. And if you need help finding a job...
I feel like we should have like a career center or something.
Yeah, we should give people advice before they go on their...
Or find like a place that might be hiring and try to... No, what's a recruiter? We could be recruiters on the air.
No. We should try to... Yeah, we could do that. Why not?
Yeah.
We could give a shout out to DJ Skittles Fireworks. That's his name. He's listening. He wanted a shout out. So, hey, what's up, DJ
Skittles Fireworks?
What's up, DJ Skittles Fireworks? What's up, man? And also, Scene.
Scene?
I mean, Sean.
That was who we were just talking to?
Nah, is that?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe it is. I don't know.
God.
Is it?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sorry, Sean.
Well, no, how could he? Never mind. I thought it said it was posted 17 seconds ago, but it says 17 minutes. So I was like, that can't be the same Sean, but whatever. Okay.
Why couldn't he have posted that while he was talking to us, dude?
That's,
I don't know. I didn't think he would do
that. People can't do that, Chris.
How can you talk and type?
Absurd.
I don't understand that.
Some kind of freak. Only freaks can do that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess let's wrap it up here with Chris's final thought. This will be your last one, Chris.
Oh, for a few beautiful.
Weeks. Like, you haven't done final thought? We're going to wrap up this segment, right? You're going to stop doing it? Isn't that what you're going to do?
I think so. Maybe I'll give like a whole retrospective of like, the final thought, the most profound one.
Okay.
Wrap up the entire
final thought series.
And it'll still talk about the last 5 minutes of this show.
Yeah.
Probably. Well, now you fucking put it in my head. Now I can't think of anything but the last 5 minutes of this show.
Yeah, I had a news story for this week.
Oh, we were going to talk about Chris Hansen, too. That was funny.
MySpace sold this week.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
So, $35 million.
Yeah, but...
And they bought it for like $350 million.
No, I heard $560
Yeah,
$560 Yeah.
Awesome.
Talk about going to your board members. Like, mistake.
Whoops.
Fuck you, Rupert Murdoch.
We made a little bit of an error here and lost $530 million.
I've made a huge mistake.
It's fine.
To be fair, who knew MySpace was going to fucking just die?
I wonder when Facebook's like just getting entangled in our society.
Yeah.
That's what MySpace didn't do.
And I that guess. Facebook does. Is that what you're saying? And you're saying Facebook is entangled in the society?
Yeah. I mean, it's everywhere now. Where MySpace, it really wasn't. Facebook, that's the difference. It's not going to go away for a long time.
MySpace kind of paved the path.
It totally did.
And it made all the mistakes that Facebook was able to avoid.
Well, you know, I actually kind of liked MySpace better. Because you could
personalize.
No, I mean, I'm idle. I haven't gone through the trouble of canceling, if that's what you're asking. But
yeah, I don't think I've canceled.
I'm a regular on MySpace. Me and the 125,000 people, we're going strong.
But I don't know. You could like personalize it, you know? Like, Facebook's kind of boring.
Well, they say that's one of the reasons why Facebook is successful over MySpace is because you can't customize it. Because I guess that was part of the downfall.
People were like, oh, I don't want to do this.
That, and it was slowing down their sites. People got tired of it. Like, you go to people's web pages, and then a song loads, and then all this shit.
The wallpaper and everything.
Yeah, I wonder if you Google MySpace wallpapers, if they're still around.
I'm sure you can find them.
Customize your MySpace profile. Remember those websites?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that with Facebook. Man. What a shame.
I really want to.
Crying shame.
Really want to.
I want to have Beyonce playing anytime somebody goes to my...
Really? Me too.
That'd be great. Now they go there and it's silence and it's very...
It's very boring.
Drab.
Yeah, doesn't really reflect me.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Like, this isn't me. It's just a white background and a bunch of assholes who I haven't spoken to since middle school posting on my wall. God damn it.
I'm going to fucking kill you. I mean...
Get off my wall. You're going to be like an old man on Facebook.
I hate you, Facebook.
Damn you, kids. Get off my wall.
Your grandkids are posting. I fucking hate you.
Well.
Then the Chris Hansen thing. Chris Hansen, the To Catch nice a Predator.
Yeah. Then the Chris Hansen thing.
Well, no, whatever.
Nice segue.
Fuck off. But the host of To Catch a Predator got caught cheating on his wife on some hidden camera.
And guess how? I guess what her age was, the difference, do you know?
20 like 21 years. Years or something?
Yeah.
Now, I wish if it was underage, it would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, when he was like 30, this chick was 10.
Yeah, what is that's that? Really uncommon.
What, yeah, what's... What does that? What difference does that make? Yeah,
I don't know. It just means that if he were 30 right now, he would be catching himself. I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's all I got. Stretching.
It's a stretch.
Yeah,
I know. I know. What can you do? But
not stretch that far.
Sorry, man. It's a stretch.
We got fireworks. Celebrating fireworks. Chris's final thought.
Wow. All right. You guys you rolled out the red carpet. Yeah. Shit.
They're not sparklers.
I feel underdressed. You got mortars. Cannons.
They're mortars.
Yeah, mortars.
Cannons, yeah. I like pirates.
Rape. Okay.
I watched you spend a solid 2 or 3 minutes to go to that website with that soundboard to play that little sound bit. Was it worth it, Eddie?
I really watched fireworks.
You'd absolutely love it.
Oh, it's a Chris Hansen soundboard. I got it.
You want to do your final thought?
Yeah, let's do it.
As fireworks go off in the background.
Well, we've come a long way, folks. We've come a long way. You and me together. It's been a wild and crazy journey. We've made a lot of memories together. Had some laughs. Even shed a few tears. But in the end... Yeah, listen to that. Yeah.
That's a real fart.
Yeah, those are some fireworks right there. But lost my train of thought. Something final thought. Well, it's been a bunch of bullshit, ultimately. Just been making shit up as I go along. And, well, I hope... I don't know. I guess I hope you get what you want out of life. Eddie, back to you.
At least you're ending on a positive note with that final thought. Yeah. We've been doing Chris's final thought on pretty much every show for...
About 2 years.
Been a while, yeah.
And we'll have it back in about 3 weeks.
And yeah, the segment sort of run its course a little bit. Maybe you should do something else at the end of the show, Chris. Maybe do like the moral of the story.
A reflection of the show.
The final reflection.
The reflection.
I like the moral idea. That's not bad.
Or you can say what we should have learned,
yeah,
but didn't. Or you can
what we failed to teach.
Or a list of apologies.
Hmm.
Or retractions from the previous week.
Awesome.
Those
are pretty good ideas. I like them all.
So, I don't know. We'll work on that. It's Extreme Bits. ExtremeBits.com. ExtremeBitz. Thanks for joining us on the show. That's where you can listen to the podcast. And subscribe to it and all that good stuff.
Bye-bye.
We will see you next time. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.